I'd say on Sunday, you know, you don't have anything to do, and you just want to kill some time. You just jump in your car or something and go out and take a
drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say
you did that yesterday.
We drove around yesterday.
Mm-hmm. All right, what would you call the top of your house?
A roof.
Mm-hmm. Have you always called that?
Yes.
Even since you were small?
Yes.
What do you call things on the roof? You run around the edge, and when it rains and stuff, as the water runs off.
Gutters? Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, is that what you called when you were small?
I never saw any when I was small. where the rain runs off the house is the eaves.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that catch the water are the gutters, but I never saw any when I was small.
Have you ever heard of the term L? E-L-L?
Yes.
What does that bring to mind?
It brings to mind a part of a house that goes off in an L shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the main part of the house.
Well, what would you call a little house in the back that, you know, that you put tools and assorted stuff in, like gardening tools, wood?
A shed.
Might have one.
No.
Have you always called it a shed?
We called it a shed. We had a wood shed, mm-hmm. You know. Smokehouse, but woodshed. It's just a small storage house. People call them storage houses now, but we call them sheds.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger,
what would you call one of those sheds with a big white fixture in there? And before they had indoor plumbing.
Well, you didn't have. They weren't big. They weren't big white fixtures, but they were called toilets.
Uh-huh. Did you always call them toilets when you were small?
We call them toilets, but they were called outhouses.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything other than the outhouse or toilet? That maybe
yes, they used to call them closets, too. But I suppose because it was a small room and you closed yourself in it.
Huh.
You call it an outhouse, a toilet, a closet. Those three terms were used here in this area.
Most of the people in your family, or
well, just people throughout the locality.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you had problems or troubles, and you're telling me about them, you might say, "Well, I still got troubles." How would you?
I still have trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Say you don't have any more troubles. Troubles were yesterday. How would you state that?
I don't know.
Say if it happened in the past, or
I had a good bit of trouble in the past,
mm-hmm.
but now everything is all right.
You're telling me before that early in the morning the cows come in.
And low?
How do you know that they're there?
Well, they low. They and then sometimes the cows are separated from the calf, mm-hmm. and the calf bleats.
But say if you don't see them, what tells you that they're there?
The noise they make, the mm-hmm. lowing and the calf bleating and then you can hear them walking around if they're close enough to you.
Mm-hmm.